Hello, Tina Little.
Hi, Ms. Littles. This is Nina Knight from Family First returning your call.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm good. So I'm calling in reference to Rosalind James.
Okay, let me see. Rosalind. That would be Rodney's. James. Yes, how can I assist you with her?
Okay, so I've been unable to reach her. I've called the agency a couple times where they gave me the caregiver number, which is disconnected. So I just need to know, is this caregiver clocking in and out?
So, a lot has happened in 19 hours. I'm reading the note. Okay, something happened 19 hours ago where the coordinator assigned was found out that the participant and the caregiver were splitting checks. So it's fraud. We was informed that the participant has a drug abuse problem, crack cocaine. They're trying to get the participant to check herself into rehab.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that when I looked on her notes. We can actually see what she was in the hospital for. So the issue is she has like two or three open EMIs. So I was trying, I've done pop-ups on her. I have other service coordinators that were in the area to do a pop-up. She's not answering the door or anything. And
No,
I did see about the drug abuse.
I did the recent EMI if you want that number.
No, I have it, and no, I was able to
Okay.
look everything. I have, but you know, on our end, we have to close it out. So now I'm out of
Right.
compliance. But I've been keeping the update on unable to reach. I sent out a certified letter and everything to her because she's in jeopardy already, losing services anyway. Because I'm approaching a month of being unable to get in contact with her. I just wanted to know was she clocking. You know, my supervisor
Nope,
told me to.
the caregiver refused to give her part of her money,
Uh-huh.
so she no longer wanted the caregiver anymore.
Oh wow. Oh my
So
goodness.
right now she has no caregiver in place.
Okay. Okay.
What number do you have for Miss Rosalind?
So one sec. Because I just called and it went like straight to a voicemail, but it wasn't giving me a chance to leave a voicemail. So the number I have for her is a 267-562-2437.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
That's the same
Daughter
number
must have
that
tried
I
to reach out to us because I had a note put in for Amina James. I reached back out to her, left a voicemail. She hasn't returned my phone call, so I guess she called Keystone, I guess, to speak to someone. I mean,
in
well, to speak
regards
to
to,
me. And when I returned the phone call, she didn't answer, so I left her a
what number
voicemail.
do you have for her?
One second, let me pull it right up. So the number I have is a 919-626-1068.
Okay,
Her name is Amina James.
now there is another number on her file. The number we have is 215.
Hold on a second and pull it back up my own phone. Come on. Okay, 215.
900-9854.
9854.
Now that
Okay.
number you gave me with the 919-626, the coordinator spoke with her on that number yesterday.
Okay, so that's probably why she reached out to me, because someone in our UM department just left a note in for me saying Amina James, daughter of Mrs. James, is requesting a call back from service coordinator. So I called her this morning, left a voicemail. She never got back to me, so.
Yeah. So I'm going to tag the coordinator assigned a message that you are trying to reach her or the previous caregiver, and if he can try to get in contact with either party due to the participant could be endangering or losing her services. Okay.
Okay, yeah, perfect. And as far as what you guys, I mean, I don't want to get into y'all because even with us now, that's the, you know, we out the state, so I have to let my bosses know that
What's going
about
on?
the fraud. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Alrighty, well, I really appreciate you giving me a call back and letting me know this
No
information.
problem. Yep, you're welcome. You
All right,
take
have a
care.
good one.
You as
Bye-bye.
well. Bye-bye.